Hey, Todd.
Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Good, good. Sorry about the phone tag. I actually just spoke to someone in the interim. Did you get my email?
I did, yes.
Okay. Here's, like, I like to be straight with customers and kind of tell them this. I can't tell you what to do. You can always call Can Capital and talk to their customer service and say, hey, look, if there's issues making payments, you know, they can always potentially do a workout plan for you. But I like to kind of not dance around issues. If you do any type of payment adjustment, just so you know, it makes it very difficult for your company to obtain loans in the future. So,
okay. Won't touch it. I'm not having problems making it. It is this month. I have a huge payout going on this month. But I think we'll be fine.
Okay. I mean, here's the other thing I would tell you. Can's giving you a short term, but I had a customer that went through this predicament. I don't like these second position loans because they're inherently very expensive. Like, what is the cost of your CABRS loan, by the way?
God, it's expensive, but it's down now. I've done paid majority of the interest off. I think it cost me $190 a month to use that loan.
And how much do they charge? And to $190 a month?
$190 a month. It's like $1,700-something a month payment now, down from $2,000-something. I'll pay back. I borrowed $19,000. I'll end up paying back about $26,000, $25,000.
Oh, Jesus. Over how many months?
A year.
Okay.
Month or year. I can't remember.
Well, so what that is if you're borrowing 19 and you're paying back 26, that's a rate factor of, hold on. That's a rate factor of about a 136, 137 for 19. But
yeah.
Do you know if that's over 6 months or 9 months? Or 6 months or a year?
I think it's a year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we have some products, just, you know, like, I'm not a huge fan of them because sometimes they put people, like, it's a Band-Aid solution, as I like to call it, but we have a product where someone...
That's what it was for me.
Okay. I mean, I can tell you that you could probably get 50 or 75 grand on one of those loans from us, but it's going to be a similar cost. I just like to be clear with the cost, but I would always suggest, unless it's, like, no one wants anyone to default, but if it's an issue, like, I would try to stay away from it simply because it hurts your credit history. Business credit history.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not looking to borrow any more money. I was looking at saying, well, you know what? Because I did it. The only reason I said that, I did this with On Deck. When we were in On Deck, they said, I asked, could I have a 1 month free period of note? They said, yeah, no problem. We'll do it one time. And they did it. It didn't affect me.
Here's the thing, right? It didn't affect your credit, right? It didn't affect your credit. But On Deck, they can't lend to you again because of that issue. So it's one of those things where...
They call me all the time to give me money.
I mean, it's bizarre. We asked them if they could do your file, and they said you're a restricted file there. I mean, I wouldn't make any of these things up. So what I'm saying is a lot of people on, like, and I don't work for On Deck, but a lot of people on the collection side, they're going to tell people the truth. Hey, look, they're going to do what's possible to maintain it, but I tell customers, like, hey, if there's any way you can avoid it, don't do it, because simply put, it can make things more difficult. It's just my two cents, and I hope you appreciate my honesty.
Yeah, they tried to get me, when I did in the line of credit with On Deck, they tried to get me to do, I think it was a $100,000 loan with a $20,000 line of credit, or it might have been $150,000. It was one of them. They was like, they had me approved, ready to go, and I was like, I don't want those. $100,000 loan. You know, the
payback's
pretty heavy, and I was like, I'm not looking for that. So.
I understand. My kind of whole plan is this. You've got your Can renewal offer. I think once the bank statements get a little cleaner, I think we've got... Give me 1 second, please. I think once the bank statements get... I think once the bank statements don't have a lot of NSS, I think we can knock something out of the park for you. That's just my thought.
Yeah, I forgot to send you October, so I'll try to remember to do that. I forgot all about that. We talked yesterday, and I was supposed to send it to you. I was driving when we were talking, driving again, but I'm driving back to the office right now, so I'll try to remember when I get there and shoot that over to you.
Cool. Let me know, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Rick.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ruben, it's Felix.